Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of October, 2022. And I'm sitting here with Mark. We are working through our series of favorite passages of Scripture in the Bible. And today, we're going to be talking about and reading the first chapter. The first chapter of Galatians. The first chapter of Galatians. I'm just going to make a few comments about this, and then I'm going to have Mark read the entire chapter for us. Again, the Apostle Paul is the author of Galatians, and he says that he is an apostle, not of men, neither by man. There's a lot of people that try to make apostles out of people that are not apostles by Jesus Christ, but by men. But he says he's an apostle by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. That's why he's an apostle, is God himself made him an apostle. Remember when he struck him down on the road to Damascus? And he blinded him, and Paul asked him, what should he do? And he said, get up and it will be told thee what thou must do. He didn't have a free will in the matter. there was no options, okay? He's addressing, of course, the church at Galatia. And he says, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only place we can get peace from. There's no peace in this world. Reminds me of that Christmas song on the 12 days of Christmas. Not 12 days of Christmas, but the one that says, and in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks a song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. The only peace is from God. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. According to the will of man, is that what it says? No. According to the will of God and of our Father. To him, to whom be glory forever and ever, amen. There's a lot of exaltation of the creature today. Put man upon a pedestal. Paul says that doesn't have anything to do with man. And then he gets into a warning or an exhortation. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you to the grace of Christ into another gospel. The Apostle Paul never taught that there would be a bishop that would rise, that would be a bishop here on earth that would replace Christ. Paul never taught that. And Paul was a member of the New Testament church. If the Roman Catholic Church was true, why didn't Paul embrace it and teach that the first bishop was Peter? Why didn't Paul teach that? I never saw Paul admonishing people to go and confess their sins to Peter. Paul said there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. I never saw Paul lifting up Peter and saying, you've got to go confess your sins to him because he's the bishop of Christ here on earth. He says, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ into another gospel. Roman Catholicism is another gospel. Zionism is another gospel. Dispensationalism is another gospel. Mormonism is another gospel. Jehovah's Witness is another gospel. Mm-hmm. and we could go on and on. Scientology is another gospel. Unity is another gospel. New Age is another gospel. You know. He says, there would be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Roman Catholicism is a perversion of the gospel of Christ, and all those other things I just mentioned are a perversion of the gospel of Christ. There's no celestial marriages, as the Mormons teach. There's no celestial marriages in heaven. Okay? And he repeats himself, and he said before, as I say, now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you receive, let him be accursed. You know, that's not what people are doing today. They're not letting the Roman Catholic Church and the papacy, Antichrist, be accursed. They're exalting it. And then he repeats himself again. He says, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. Paul did not preach the false gospel of Roman Catholicism. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? That's why people are preaching the gospel of Catholicism. They're seeking to please men. That's why people are preaching the gospel of Zionism. They're seeking to please men. He says, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. It doesn't have anything to do with Pope Francis. It doesn't have anything to do with Joseph Smith. It doesn't have anything to do with Mayor Baker Eddy. It doesn't have anything to do with Charles Fillmore. It has to do with Christ. He says, I didn't receive it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he admits the fact that he persecuted the Church of Christ before his conversion. But he says that it pleased God to separate him from his mother's womb and called him by his grace. That's what happens to all of God's little elect children. They're not called by men. They're not almost persuaded. Almost but lost, as the old Arminian song goes. They are called by Jesus Christ, and they will come unto him. It's called irresistible grace. He said that God revealed his Son in him, that he might preach among the heathen. And I like the next phrase very much. I conferred not with flesh and blood. He didn't go to the council of the church. He didn't go to the synagogues. He didn't go to the Pharisees. He didn't go to the scribes. He didn't go to the elders. He didn't confer with flesh and blood. And he goes on and he talks about the different places he went to. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read the whole chapter. And when Mark reads this chapter of 24 verses, I want you to listen to this chapter with this thought in mind. Was Paul preaching some other gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified, buried, rose again, and the fact that he was elected and chosen before the foundation of the world and that he was called into the gospel? Did he preach the Roman Catholic doctrine? Did he preach celestial marriage by the Mormon Church? Did he preach Jehovah's Witness? Did he preach Mayor Baker Eddy? Did he preach Charles Fillmore and Unity? Did he preach the New Age religion? Did he preach free willism? Did he preach Charles Finney and Arminianism? No, he didn't preach any of those things. He didn't preach any of those things. And we're not going to preach them either.
Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. All the brethren, mother brethren, which are with me, and the churches of Galatia, Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. And to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of God into another gospel. Just not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I not persuade men or God, or not seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, the gospel which is preached to me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, and returned again into Damascus. And after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 17 days. But none of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. And the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came to the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face in the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me.
Thank you, Martin. So this scripture, the reason it's one of our favorite passages of scripture, is that it upholds the reality that God is sovereign over creation and salvation, and it has nothing to do with man. God bless.